The intelligence community is, of course, sifting through all of that material, the tapes, the computers seized during the raid. And just today, a senator calling for the creation of a do not ride list for Amtrak now, similar to the no-fly list meant to keep suspected terrorists off planes. So just how vulnerable are America's railroads? Here's Lisa Stark tonight.
Imagine even trying to secure the rail system in the U.S. 140,000 miles of freight and passenger track, not counting subway systems and light rail, 3,100 train and transit stations, over 4 billion passenger rail trips last year. What? On any one day, 78,000 people ride Amtrak, 660,000 step on L trains in Chicago, 8 million ride the New York subway system. Kevin Lynch, a former freight rail police chief, has long sounded the alarm about rail security.
You could disrupt the rail network and disrupt commerce across the country.
Train bombings overseas underscore what terrorists are capable of. But the recent intelligence shows Al-Qaeda mulling over a different tact, tampering with the rails themselves, hoping to send a train tumbling off a bridge or into a valley.
Targeting of the railroad infrastructure itself is a much smarter move on the part of the terrorists to get more bang for the buck.
New York next.
Is anyone checking the rails on a regular basis? We rode Amtrak up the heavily traveled Northeast Corridor from D.C. to New York, where we saw workers inspecting the tracks. But what about the wide open spaces of this country? 40% of the rail lines have no automatic monitoring systems. They're supposed to be inspected at least twice a week, but that can still leave long stretches of track unwatched for long stretches of time.
Most of the time, the railroad is unprotected for hundreds and hundreds of miles at a stretch.
Officials are promising heightened vigilance, but they have a lot of ground to cover. Lisa Stark, ABC News, Washington.